bit that they used for offices was just a long room with two little offices at the end. So Roy had one and Glenn had the other, who became our, because Glenn Batkin used to work for Dexian, and he got to know us because we were in the same building and they liked us and he liked us, and he wanted to come and work with us, you see. So he came to work as Roy's manager. So we had a factory manager, and we had an MD, and we had a workshop person, we had a typist, we had an accountant. So that's how it all evolved. And then as we grew from the units and we moved into this place that is now, we expanded out, we've expanded up on top. We bought Burrell's farm implement that was on the corner of that road as you turn into the industrial estate. There was a little business there that sold farm implements, mowers and things like that. So we bought him out and made all the car park that you see now. So that was all that. And then we actually pushed out, did all the building that is now, and the office building, when John Clark took over, and after a few years, he had some cladding put all around the building, which it looks splendid now, and moved the office, not that down, which we proposed to do, but it wanted to be added to the factory unit, you see. So he got rid of that and put it and all remodeled it, and it's a splendid building. And of course at the back, where there was more land, is now a car park for the employees.